I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. So the pheasant season will be upon us soon, and I'll bet most of you out there have not touched your shotgun, and that's not a good thing. You need to knock the rust off, and I'll tell you how to do it, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
So the pheasant season will soon be upon us, and I'll bet most of you pheasant hunters out there haven't touched your shotgun for a long time. You're going to get out in the field and you're going to make some bad shots and you're not going to know why. Best thing for you to do right now is to get to a Sporting Clays range and take some shots. And these hunt clubs are all over the place. You can get out and shoot some Sporting Clays here before the season starts and know exactly what you're doing wrong and know exactly what you're doing right. Now, the hardest shot's going to be that dropping quartering shot. And that's the one you're going to want to work on. You're also going to be able to figure out, how far am I going to have to lead my target with this gun, with this load? It's going to make a big difference when you get out in the field. Some of the toughest shots I have are those layup shots, where that bird's just kicking right out there in front of you because they're rising. And you got to get over the top of that bird to make sure that you hit it square. So I have to end up practicing a lot too, and I consider myself a very good shot. So get out there. Get to a range, knock off the rust so that when you get out in the field, you're going to be able to drop those birds. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.